Here's Halloran with something to think about.
ISIS is evil. You might be thinking, yeah, Triple H, we get that. Yeah, I knew they were evil, but this evil? Let me read you something. This is from a piece in the New York Times entitled, ISIS Enshrines a Theology of Rape. Quote, in the moments before he raped the 12-year-old girl, the Islamic State fighter took the time to explain what he was about to do was not a sin. Because the preteen girl practiced a religion other than Islam, the Quran not only gave him the right to rape her, it condoned and encouraged it. He bound her hands and gagged her. Then he knelt beside the bed and prostrated himself in prayer before getting on top of her. When it was over, he knelt to pray again, bookending the rape with acts of religious devotion. Quote, I kept telling him it hurts, please stop, said the girl, whose body is so small an adult could encircle her waist with two hands. He told me, according to Islam, he's allowed to rape an unbeliever. He said that by raping me, he is drawing closer to God. She said that in an interview alongside her family in a refugee camp here. Like I said, ISIS is evil. If that's what they believe, if that's what religious devotion calls them to do, then if they win in the world, what's going to happen to our daughters? The next president had better understand the true nature of that evil and make sure that we're ready to defend against it and ultimately remove it from the world. I'm convinced that if ISIS gets the power to destroy us, they will. They believe that God gives them permission, no, calls them to not only rape little girls, but to rape the world. We live in a serious world. ISIS is serious evil. America needs a serious president if we're serious about freedom. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.